This is Black, aka Lord Black, aka Black Wolf, and you are listening to the Ninja Please podcast.
This is the one and only Tanuki, the Macchio Metal, and you are listening to the Ninja Please podcast. Kunai, 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 shuriken, shuriken, shuriken.
This is Celeste, aka Scarlet, aka me, and you are listening to the Ninja Please podcast.
This is Starman, aka Fox Blunt, also known as Yuki the Golden Karama, host of the Ninja Please podcast. And I just would like to say thank you for listening, and be sure to like, share, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Stay tuned for more.
I was telling y'all a couple weeks back, I had started watching the new Inuyasha reboot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got news this week that Kirby Maro, the voice of Moroku, reprised his role as Moroku on the show, only to recently we find out he passed away. Said no cause of death has been given by a representative of his family confirmed the news among that, you know, he was trolling Gundam Wing. You know, respect, he did play Goku briefly on the Ocean Dub of Dragon Ball Z.
Yep.
Yeah,
he's done a lot of voices we've heard, man.
Yeah, he was 47 years old.
Yeah.
Oh, rest in peace. You know.
Definitely.
Yeah, man. You know, I was young, bro. I was young as hell.
Yeah, it is.
And to hear him do so many different characters that you actually liked.
Mm-hmm.
Dang, man. And have him come back to do a show. Pass away right after he's done it.
Right. Start coming back, you know, doing something else, and it's like, yeah, but damn.
Mm-mm-mm. You're not forgotten, man. You're not forgotten at all.
Marvel Disney Plus series are the priority for Kevin Feige's Marvel Studios, reports coming with .com. Let me see. WandaVision is coming out early 2021, which sucks because I really expected it to come Christmas. So the fact that it didn't come Christmas, it was like I was actually shocked that this got pushed back to 2021.
Yeah, that kind of made me mad.
I'm starting to wonder what Christmas gonna look like this year.
Wonder Woman.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it. You're lucky.
That's
you,
it.
You
I mean, like you said last it. Week, talking about this only a month later, but like you said before that, Marvel got to give us something to keep us interested. We don't have anything. Mandalorian is Disney. That's Disney Plus side. What do we have coming from Marvel on the Disney Plus side? Nothing.
Yeah. That's Mandalorian. That's Star Wars.
They stacked everything up in 2021, bro.
They got a holiday.
They're gonna run
Lego
the gauntlet
Star Wars.
Yeah,
movie.
But it's already out.
Yeah, I know. I just watched it.
Yeah, but that's what we're talking about. There's nothing to hold us over. They're not coming out with Black Widow.
WandaVision.
WandaVision's not coming out.
Yeah.
Falcon Winter Soldier's not coming out. Loki's not coming out.
All that shit coming out next year.
Yeah. All these TV, what if?
They got that shit stacked up.
They're going to run the Mandalorian.
Next year, they're running the gauntlet, bro.
Man, a lady from Verizon called us out. Called me out today. I was calling about my bill, but we were in the car. So he heard the lady, and I was just like, she was like, we got the Disney Plus on your account. And I was like, it ain't free no more. Well, you got to change your plan. But to be honest, if you got another plan, it would cost more than what you're paying now. So you good where you at. And she said, it's cheaper for you to just buy it through Verizon than to upgrade your plan. You know what I'm saying? I was like, all right, cool. So I just stay where the fuck I'm at. But anyway, she was just like, are you watching The Mandalorian? And I was like, yeah, man, that's what's up. Shout out to Tanya. Tanya could have got it, bro. I like her voice. She sounded cute.
Yeah. I mean, she really did call it out.
She really called it out. Shout out to Tanya.
Phone operators remind me of what's the lady that played
Oh baby. Rocco's modern life.
I can't remember the lady's name who played Precious, but she was a phone sex operator.
Oh man.
Gabrielle Soublé.
Yeah.
Soublé, yeah, Gabrielle, yeah.
Yeah, she's a phone sex operator. Mm. And her
talk to me dirty.
And you know who bought, you know, who pay for phone sex is white guys. So she would put on like a real primper proper, pretty much like a white lady voice for phone sex operator.
That's interesting.
They would have no clue.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what, though? It got me to thinking. Got me to thinking. Now, I mean, now I'm thinking. Not then, but now. Like, you know what? I bet she probably talk really dirty to you.
Ain't no problem. I'm quite sure she would. I mean,
slide that thing up on you, man. Get you a.
I'm quite sure, but oh man.
Say her empire.
On some fucked up crazy shit. Wipeout contestant dies from compelling obstacle course. Completing obstacle course. There was a Wipeout contestant completed obstacle course and died of a heart attack.
Damn.
I forgot that TBS picked back up Wipeout. But it was a recent episode that they were filming, and the dude ended up like
dying from exhaustion.
They had called 911 because they were just like, yeah, he went into cardiac arrest. They said he wasn't identified at the time. They said the contestant completed the course, but shortly after required medical attention. They said then he was later admitted to the nearby hospital where he passed.
So that's fucked up, man.
It was a Golden Gloves tournament. I was at this dude. Was,
so does that like automatically kill the show?
Yeah, it does. He was boxing and he had.
I don't know what kind of waiver he signed, but yeesh.
Man.
He hadn't boxed in forever and then just said, fuck it, I'm going to get back in the ring with a motherfucker. And he won the match and then ended up having a heart attack or not.
Man, Mayweather. Damn, Tyson is coming up.
He's really pissing the fight.
No, Roy Jones and
that's right. I'm sorry. Fuck that. Yeah. I fucked it up. Roy Jones and Tyson is about to happen.
Bro, I'm so ready to see this shit, bro. God. I'm so ready.
I was ready to see it when it was supposed to happen some years ago. I don't feel good for Roy Jones now, but I mean, it's boxing. It's boxing. I mean, Roy Jones.
November 28th.
Mike Tyson ain't doing all this training to do a fucking exhibition and dance around the ring, man.
No. I mean, Roy Jones ain't either. I mean, Roy Jones is not finna go in there and just... That I mean, don't mean that nobody. Like I said, Mike Tyson always got that thing, man. Everybody got a plan till they get punched in the face.
Right.
Everybody got a plan till they get punched in the face.
Right.
And I mean,
ready to see this shit, bro.
Bro, Mike coming out like he finna eat somebody's heart. Nigga. And if you listen to his interviews,
so bad.
If you don't fault yeah. before and you done the kind of shit like that, you done competed before, yes, you know what it means. You know what it means to be in that competition. Like he like, I've been dying to get back in this shit. Like I would rather die.
I've been following this shit the whole time.
The fight is happening Saturday, November 28th at 9 PM on pay-per-view.
I'm gonna be full and I'm gonna watch it.
Oh no, somebody gotta get a pay-per-view.
I'm watching it on my phone.
Internet pirate. Hook me up after the show.
Internet
just
pirate.
In case. Because
you gotta depend on.
No, you gotta get somebody drunk. You, whoever house you eating at for Thanksgiving, you know what I'm saying? If you don't know the 28th, like that, you know.
Hey, no, man, we have put no responsibility on the listeners this whole time. It's for them. We gotta depend on them.
Yeah, man, because, I mean, you know, you doing that shit that Saturday. You got all week to plan, because whatever you doing for Thanksgiving, free game. If you get trapped with your girlfriend, your partner's fucking family, find a nigga that like to spend the money and be like, damn, bro, you ain't got that Roy Jones Tyson fight. Yeah, bro, you know I got that shit, and watch the fight,
there
bro.
There you go.
That's what you do. Find a nigga that like to talk shit.
I'll let
that guy. Yo. Bet the nigga $20 and he'll spend a whole $100 on the pay-per-view.
Just to try to get that $20
up out of
you. That bet.
You know what I'm saying?
Think about it that
Free
way.
Game. Go ahead.
All you did was bet him $20. That's an imaginary $20. You hadn't spent it yet.
That's a good price.
The way Tyson talking about...
Oh, this shit is happening. He's just gonna knock this motherfucker across the world.
But like I said, what a lot of people don't know is that Roy Jones and... Mike Tyson was supposed to happen.
Yes, it was.
Decades ago.
And
the person in the middle of it was Jazz Prince.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That was supposed to happen, but not just Roy Jones, but Tyson. Both of them lost their belts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tyson lost to Holyfield. Yeah. Roy Jones lost to Antonio Tarver. Mm-hmm. They both lost. This was supposed to be the fight.
About Antonio Tarver.
Yeah, Antonio Tarver is the reason why this fight didn't happen. And then Holyfield's the reason why it didn't continue to happen.
Right.
They didn't have a belt to fight for. They wasn't the baddest men anymore.
Right.
Waited too long.
And I still to this day think that Evander Holyfield would beat Mike Tyson again.
He lost the first.
I will say is that
Tyson won the first fight, Holyfield won the second fight.
I would say I can see that, but knowing Tyson, Tyson gets these fights over with relatively quickly.
Mm-hmm.
They don't go past 3 or 4 rounds.
Okay.
If you were able to withstand the initial onslaught of Mike Tyson, you're more likely than not going to beat him. And Tyson has only won 1 or 2 fights that have gone more than 10 rounds.
Right.
Lennox Lewis, Evander Holyfield, yeah. Buster Douglas.
Right.
Like,
losing.
Those are the only ones that have taken him past those rounds. If you withstand the onslaught.
And technically, those are technical boxers.
Yeah, that's why I say Holyfield would beat him again. Yeah. Because Holyfield, I've seen him recently. Holyfield's still in immaculate fucking shape. Holyfield's son's box. I don't know what people fucking think.
Yeah.
I know why, because they seen that shit that Holyfield put out. He was like, but that's always been Holyfield's game. He's never been able to take your punches, and he's been strong as hell. Holyfield still
right.
is fucking 6'2". He's still
right.
neck big as a fucking pit bull. Like he's still the same person. Like right. it hasn't changed.
Right.
And Mike Tyson to me is still the same person. Mm-hmm. Mike Tyson should beat Roy Jones, but if anybody could beat him at this particular age, it would be somebody like Roy Jones. Roy Jones is a
thank you. That's Roy, all
Roy
I'm
Jones,
saying.
Roy Jones.
If anybody Roy gonna Jones beat Mike
is,
Tyson,
Roy, Roy Jones is a lot faster than people give him credit for, and I would argue
he's very precise. I would argue that
Roy Jones in his prime was faster than Tyson.
Yeah, but it wasn't always about speed with Mike Tyson either.
It was power. Roy Jones.
Not even that. No. It was really all about the guts, dog. If this motherfucker could out fight you point blank, if he can take your hits that you throwing, he had it. If he can take the hits that you throwing and still throw my own, it's right there. It's right down the corner.
Think about Epo.
That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Epo. Ajumay no Epo.
Yeah, it's all about the guts. Yeah.
But that's what I mean. Like the people. Like I love boxing. Boxing to me really is a sweet science.
That's like
science.
A Sindo versus the fucking Ivan.
It really is a science to it. And for the most part, Tyson rode through pretty much any and everybody because he had really awesome head movement.
Yeah.
He
could outfight damn near anybody.
It wasn't that he outfought many of them. He outmaneuvered most of them. And the people that he could not do that to always beat him. The Lennox Lewis's, the Holyfields.
See, that's
the
Buster technique. Douglas's. See, I'm thinking outfighting is not technique. Not outboxing.
The way you saying, I see what you're saying. You saying he fought.
Yeah, because Casamayor was that technical boxer guy.
He was saying that outfighting, he was saying it in a sense of with more heart.
I can take these punches. I can fight you in the ring. I can fight you. It might be
y'all sloppy. Saying the same thing, but
it might be sloppy and dirty.
Okay, I think my thing is Tyson is hard work, and to me, hard work will always be talent.
Yeah,
unless. Yeah.
Talent works hard. Right.
And then
that's the guts.
But to me, it's not guts. Holyfield You know what? It is.
Yeah.
Holyfield had guts to say, you know what? Hit me as hard as you can. And then when he got hit, you're like, oh, wait a minute. This is not as bad as I thought it was.
I'm ready for
yeah,
it.
Yeah. It's not a... Buster Douglas the same way.
This motherfucker.
And then, but yeah. So every... Yeah. yeah. So everybody... Yeah. Because Tyson had this thing where he would intimidate the shit out of you, man. Like
right. That was
like
his whole presence.
Fucking...
Iron Mike Tyson. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Like he's going to eat your children. I'm going to eat your
fighter. Right.
I'm going to eat your fucking heart out. I'm going to eat your fucking heart out.
I'm gonna rip your heart out and eat it.
Yeah, and Lance Lewis was like, oh, ATM biscuits.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm gonna show you what time it is. We have an afternoon nap after we drink our tea.
And when he fought Lennox Lewis, man, it wasn't like Lennox Lewis the first time just bowled through him.
Nobody just bowled through him.
The only person I can say that bowled through him like that was Buster Douglas.
Yeah.
And you see what happened to Buster Douglas. He's a seasoned
boxer,
though.
Right. He's a seasoned boxer. Yeah.
Like, it wasn't like Mike Tyson didn't get his belt back.
Right. Right. I mean, you know, but Buster Douglas had done a lot of things before then. So...
He stabbed a few people. Like, it's something about New York boxes.
That was outside of the ring. Yeah.
It's something about New York boxes,
that bitch,
man.
Inside his glove.
That, and then, let's and that nigga get beat by AC Green.
Let's separate the two now. Let's separate the two.
Look at AC Green. Jesus. Fucking niggas up.
What happens outside of the ring happens outside of the ring. Lord have mercy.
I'm ready to see the fight though.
Yeah, that's true. Bitch, don't come
anymore. But I can't argue that.
Tyson still gonna be on his Dempsey Road shit.
Yeah, I think Tyson will win this, but I mean, like I said, if anybody could beat him and make this an interesting fight, it would be Roy Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like though. With all the people Tyson interacted with in Hollywood and shit, as of recently, this nigga probably done went off and did some other shit.
Oh yeah, shrooms, you know, weed, everything.
No, no, not that. Not, I mean, like with the style, the fighting style and shit.
It's the same. It is the exact same. Fucking, like, you know, you can't unlearn that because Casamayor was a. You can't unlearn that, man. Bro, Tyson is the same, bro. He is a locomotive. He's coming straight for you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
it is.
No, I ain't saying he unlearned it. I'm saying he
was added to it. He was an it man. He trained with Donnie Yen.
He
got to.
Yeah, he trained with Donnie Yen.
He sparred with Donnie Yen to learn that fight scene. He learned some shit that he incorporated into his fighting style that people don't take
into account. They'll show like little videos and stuff like that of them sparring. And training and hitting the pads and stuff like that. And what I see is so crazy because Tyson, to me, is not that much slower than he was.
No, he's not, bro.
No, no, he's noticeably
even
slower.
His footwork alone. He is slow by age. But
You see it. You see it.
Age,
but I'm going to tell you one thing that he hasn't lost, period. Power.
Yeah, bro.
The power. He'll lose some of that speed. Like I said, it's noticeably different.
Some of the
difference.
Speed gonna go away because, you know.
Because he's older.
The bones, it's just, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. They don't move the same way.
Right,
I said, like how Ali was like, man, move back.
Right.
And he couldn't move back in time. Like, it just happens. And that fight, you're gonna see that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Hitting pads and punching somebody is two different things.
Right.
And you're gonna see it, but. That power, man. I seen that motherfucker hit his fucking trainer. His trainer got them full pads on, and his trainer fucking popped his ass and went into the fucking ropes and came back and he popped his ass again because you know they caught the combo, bro. That is, he ain't lost that shit, bro. He is not lost. And but I wouldn't suspect Roy Jones to do it either because Roy Jones used to like chase chickens and shit like that. You don't lose that shit, and. I feel like for Roy Jones, it's more a test of, can I still do this?
Is his speed still there?
It's not going to be. It's not going to be.
No.
Luckily for him, Roy Jones always had power too, and he was very technical. To me, Antonio Tarver, he just kind of overlooked him, man. He was, you know, you must have forgot. He was making rap songs and shit like that at that time.
Right, right.
He was a little too in his head.
So he couldn't even focus on that.
Bangles.
Right.
Right. He drank it as
I mean, he wasn't thinking about it. He said, I beat a nigga.
And I smoked.
I tried to stop, but I can't.
Yeah, you know. He comes out to his old music.
I beat a man that with a move I learned from a Gamecock, but he didn't let go back to it, dog. So it's like, you forgot what you did.
And he did. Like, he hands behind the back.
Right.
Yeah. Wow. Roy Jones.
The man's name? Anderson Silva. This man is in Kung Fu movies now, dog. That's where it's going.
Yeah.
If you make Kung Fu movies and come back to the ring, watch out for these motherfuckers, dog.
I think that Roy Jones is going to have the speed. Tyson's going to have the power. But I don't think Tyson's going to have the motor.
Tyson's smoking weed and everything, man. I'm telling you, both of them smoking weed.
But one person been smoking weed versus somebody who's just new to weed.
They ain't now one of them new to weed, bro.
Tyson is relatively newer to weed.
No, he is not.
He's not new to cocaine.
He ain't new to weed either.
He used to... And go out there
exactly,
and put somebody's head off.
Exactly.
He wasn't smoking a blunt before
Tyson
a match.
Tyson get hot in box, bro. That nigga will get hot in box. He'll be sober in box. That's regular for him.
When he was getting coked up, that was when it was time to
fight. If it's under five rounds, Tyson. More than five, Jones. That's all I'm going to say.
I'm going to say...
Overwhelmingly Tyson, though.
I'm going to say...
That's a good call. I don't know what to say on it, but that's a good call.
If Tyson gets seven good rounds, he still can take it.
Yeah, I just feel like... I feel like Roy Jones the underdog, and I feel like the fact that he is the underdog, I really feel like... I got Tyson to win. If I'm putting money on, I'm putting my money on Tyson. But Ocean, when Ocean said... Bro, if anybody gonna end up getting the upper hand somehow, some way, it would be Roy Jones. I was like, damn, I wouldn't even be surprised. Like, I got Tyson to win, but I wouldn't be surprised if Roy Jones pulled it off. Like, that's all I'm saying. Yeah. I got Tyson to win, but I would not be surprised if Roy Jones pulled it off.
Nah, I'm gonna ride with Tyson the whole way.
The whole way. I respect that.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's no choice. That's 100. You like, no, I'm throwing all my chips on Tyson.
Right.
No caveat, nigga. Like,
right. I ain't reneging on this shit, bro. Like,
that's wild, right?
I've been following the shit too long, bro. Like, I didn't know I could see the shit, bro. Like, Tyson's a whole nother mind frame. Right now.
He is.
He want to tap back into it at his own free will. He gonna try to let
loose. Ain't no want to, bro. This nigga can do that shit. And he been doing that shit. Like, this nigga just, man. You just been looking for an excuse, bro. That's what you meant to say.
Oh, he's like,
that's all it is, really. Yeah.
Man, like, I gotta show these niggas I'm still Iron Mike, bro. Like, that's all that shit is, bro. Like,
it'll open up another lane for, like, at that level. It's like, yo, we can do an exhibition. You know what I'm saying? It ain't like two young niggas got something to prove. It's just like, yeah, nigga, I ain't finna try to like kill you unless. But if it happened, it happened. Because you as a fighter knows that. You know, maybe I might snap. No, you know what I'm saying?
Any given day, yeah.
Right, you know what I'm saying? But the intention is, like, let's just be a sportsman. You know what I'm saying? We older gentlemen. Let's be sportsmen. Right. But if shit get real for a little minute, it is what it is. You know as a fighter that shit can get real.
Yeah,
it's
time to take it, though.
Yeah.
It's time to take it, though.
So that's what I think you're going to get. They're going to be friendly gentlemen. Then you're going to have them little spats. Well, okay, Tyson ain't playing right now, bro. That nigga done had a flashback.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You might want to get ready.
Right, this nigga have a flashback, and it's like, you ain't going to get it the whole fight. If you go to the... I promise you...
It's going to be flashes of both of them.
Piss when the niggas is in between rounds, because if your ass go in the middle of the fight thinking, no.
Somebody's going to hit the mat.
Because, like, I remember last year, it was last year on the 14th. Like, I think it was Showtime, boxing matches. It was like...
Yeah. No, I've been watching MMA fights and boxing matches and everything.
With COVID, you would think boxing is the one sport that would be excelling above all else's, because it was just like, bro, all you really got to do is put one nigga on lockdown and get two niggas that's clean in the ring.
Shit, me, but it ain't happening.
You know what I'm saying? It was just like, bro, all y'all got to do is...
These motherfuckers watching wrestling and fucking MMA shit. That's what they watching.
But I mean, them motherfuckers built the whole island.
Yeah, right.
Fight Island.
Just for that, right?
Like,
just
I couldn't come up with a better name than Fight Island.
That's all we need, motherfucker. Hey, y'all was watching the challenge for years. Why do we need something better?
Man, than because
that?
you know you don't want to see the dog. The day we allow the Kumite for real like, to be broadcasted,
you want
to
see that? That's no, we what don't. They were trying to go,
we don't broadcast it, bro. Not to the regulars.
Not poking niggas' eyes out and exploding nut shots. And shit.
Nah, I
want that little Mortal Kombat shit. I don't want that. But we do want the Kumite. Don't poke thing. A motherfucker's eye out and fucking up chuck his nose out and shit. We don't need that.
On mainstream television.
We don't need that, but we do want the cool
thing.
I mean, ain't nobody spewing fire like that. Is I mean. That's what we want, though.
I'll fucking nigga up with a goddamn on some boxing shit. Just, you know, make that shit like a side-scrolling game. And you got no choice. Like, you got to stay in the middle of the ring. Otherwise, you're going to touch the wall. So it's just like, yeah, nigga, y'all got to keep running, bro. Ain't no ring. That shit is on the side of you. Like, nah, nigga, y'all, it's a 5-foot ring.
Right. It's a 5-foot
ring. That's front it. And back. That's it. You got enough.
Go
you got enough room to
punch this motherfucker or back up and dodge back the up. Punch.
Coming that's live it. From the phone booth.
That's all you. Right.
Like, nah, dog. Even though you Hakusho goddamn spoiler, you skate with the goddamn knife shit in his goddamn foot.
Oh,
nigga
man.
Has a knife foot. And Yu Hakusho told you to watch this shit. Check it out.
No, he don't have a knife foot. What he does is he's not actually Australian and he loves to fight.
He
loves
has
to
a
get
dingo,
drunk.
Huh?
No, he loves to fight and he loves to get drunk. So what he does is he decides to fight this little young 15-year-old kid.
Japanese kid.
Who's strong as fuck for some reason in the underworld with other demons.
He's like,
hey, I'm going to put a knife on this side and a knife on that side. And what you going to do is put your heel into the knife and don't move that bitch. And what I'm going to do is put my heel into this knife and not move it. And we going to punch the dog shit out of each other in front of all these demons in the stands. And that's gonna be our goddamn fight. And that's what happened.
That's what the fight came down to. Came to these niggas jackknife. It was a jackknife fight to the death.
So it was like Michael Jackson but not as theatrical.
It's real demons, nigga. Like
real demons, bro. It wasn't
real
demons. These
like
niggas
real
in the
demons.
Underworld for
knives
real.
In the
these
ground.
These motherfuckers really want some shit to go
underground
heel
fight
to
heel. With demons. Like niggas, like I get
toe to toe.
I got bored fighting regular niggas. I'm finna fight demon niggas.
Demons, cause I done beat every human I know.
Right. Motherfuckers just feel like that's what I'm on. I learned this ancient Chinese secret.
These motherfuckers
and now I'm
pay
fight
me
the demons.
Big bucks to kill any human all year long, but nobody's worth it. I need to kill some demons to feel alive. These jokers are really killing demons out here for the sake of fighting.
Demons. Try Jesus.
And this guy is 15 years old. Trying to save a little kid because they were running in the street to get a ball and they got the kid out the way and got hit by a car, so they died. And Death is actually a blue-haired chick riding around on a fucking little oar that rolls you through the white water rapids. And she's like, oh no, man, you know, you can come back to life if you do good deeds. And he decides to do them and he comes back to life. So now he's not dead no more. But he's got this little egg. And if he continues to do good shit and puts good energy into the egg, it hatches and looks like a little fucking blue penguin type thing.
Alright, so on something totally not totally unrelated. To circle back to Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah.
A lot of times I don't look at things or listen to things because I feel like they have stupid names.
Mm-hmm.
There's a rapper named Starlito, who I think is a stupid name. It's like Scarface, and then
that sounds like a damn wrestler. Yeah,
mixed together. And I mean, that's what the guy said. It's like I'm trying to mix Scarface with Carlito, and I was like, okay. Well, number one, they're played by the same person. Okay,
so you're fucking up right now. So
just shut call yourself Al Pacino
and end it all.
Right.
Now they have a stupid name. So from then on, I don't give a fuck what this man has ever said.
Right.
I just sweat and then you'll be good.
Yeah, oh, you know what I'm saying? I've never listened to it. So when I heard the name Cowboy Bebop.
Mm-hmm.
My first thought was, are there cowboys involved in this in any shape, form, or fashion?
Okay, yes. When did you hear about Cowboy Bebop?
I mean, Purposes came out. Like, I've always heard, like, I've listened to Two Nummy and stuff like that.
Yeah,
I'm saying, so
are involved.
When was the first time you heard about Cowboy Bebop, though? Like, what year was it?
It would have to be, so a lot of people don't know this, the South, like, from Macon on down, because y'all had, like, Cox and Haggerty and all this other stuff that people in Atlanta didn't have. Mm-hmm. Y'all had Cartoon Network years before we had it.
And that's fucked up.
It was years. And I do mean years. Y'all had Cartoon Network for years before Atlanta had Cartoon Network. And Cartoon Network was made in Atlanta.
Y'all about to say, how did happen and it was made in Atlanta? That's crazy.
My cousins had Cartoon Network. I used to
love
coming down to the South.
Yeah, we had
Cartoon Network because y'all had this.
No sense.
We only had Nickelodeon. Right. We only had before Disney was a channel.
Yeah.
We only had Nickelodeon. Nickelodeon went off at 9 o'clock at night. We did not have Cartoon Network for years.
Mm-hmm.
We did not have that for years. So anyway,
yeah.
It had to be when Toonami came out, because Adult Swim, like Space Ghost and all this stuff was out there. When Space Ghost Coast to Coast was on,
mm-hmm.
it was not on up in Atlanta. That's the year. That's
it was Adult Swim and shit.
Yeah, that was Adult Swim.
But that whenever year that was it was like not in Atlanta.
95, 96
around the Olympics. Because I remember Atlanta got it like around maybe 97, 98. But Atlanta didn't have Cartoon Network 96 before y'all had it.
Are you talking about when Space Ghost first came on?
When it was on?
No, I think we all got like it at 95. The same time.
I was like 95.
I stayed there, bro. I'm telling you.
Y'all didn't get it.
We did not have Cartoon
we
Network.
We had that shit in 92. We had that shit when it went on air the first day.
Trust me. I know. We did not have that. We just had Nickelodeon.
Damn.
That's crazy.
And like I said, that shit was made in Atlanta, bro. Right. We did not have that. We did not have it.
How crazy is that, bro?
That's like, crazy as fuck.
That's crazy, bro. Like, how y'all gonna deprive the people of the city?
I mean, it makes sense, though. If you're living in the shadow of the satellite dish when the signal's being broadcast, you're not gonna get that shit.
You had to call your cable or satellite provider.
Which they still said for a long time.
Yeah. They came to the people who had our TV and was just like, hey, man, y'all want to buy a channel? And then we just like, we'll cut you a deal on it. All right, cool.
That shit was boomerang, too.
I don't know.
I mean, boomerang wasn't even thought of back then. I'm talking about.
No, I'm saying, but then when you can get that boomerang too, then it showed up.
But yeah,
I remember
when boomerang came out is when Atlanta got Cartoon Network.
Damn.
Crazy.
When boomerang came out, like I said, from Macon on down,
fucking time.
They had Cartoon Network. We did not have Cartoon Network.
Boomerang didn't come out to like 99, bro.
I just said that shit did not come out. We didn't have this shit to like 98, 99. When y'all got Boomerang, is when we got Cartoon Network in Atlanta.
That's a long fucking time.
Yeah, bro.
I remember that because we did not have the original
Funimation channel, and then that bitch went away.
Yeah, listen, y'all were talking about that shit too. We didn't have that.
That was an accident. They didn't know they gave it to us when they
gave it. It was an in-between channel.
We just called.
I kind of looked into that. It was a direct channel that was in this area.
And yeah, we had the Funimation channel. It was on satellite channels.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you could pick.
We had the box. That was about the extent
We had just regular local cable, and like it was like literally like a ghost channel. But they give you channels you can vote on, but your parents are the one voting on the shit, and they don't watch the shit.
Yeah,
so. As a kid, I didn't know till I got older, like, wait a minute. By the time I realized that all them channels we didn't get, we got to vote on, it just wanted no votes to add it to the package, damn, we had DirecTV by then. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But in the beginning, it was like, damn, why you didn't ask me to vote, man? You don't even watch this shit. You don't care about no Disney. You don't care about no anime.
Right. Like, I want to watch. watch this stuff. Like,
damn,
man.
Shawty, I'm in high school. I'm in middle school. I want to watch this shit.
I know. This is how I know that we didn't have Cartoon Network. Because, like I said, how they say call your cable or satellite provider. I made my auntie call the cable provider and say get Cartoon Network.
Right.
And he was like, oh, okay, yeah, we get that shit, niggas.
Right. Like, no, they ain't finna give you that.
Yeah, we'll get it for you eventually. But like I said, we didn't get that shit until I remember they had Boomerang and then it was like, oh shit, now we have Cartoon Network.
Turner was letting the local markets get it for the low and them big cable networks.
Because that's
what he was charging my dad's.
That's what it was. Like I said, there's a different provider of cable from Macon on down. It was Cox, and then
CW has that fucking blackout bullshit.
Because Cox had it. So if you didn't have Cox, I remember one point Cox was like, besides local cable, Cox was the only mainstream cable service that had Cartoon Network.
Cox is a Georgia cable company, Cox and ComSouth. They're Georgia mass things. Well, now they just wasn't up in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Atlanta had, I can't remember who we had, but it was somebody totally different. And they did not have Cartoon Network until
sometimes, depending on whose house you went to in Atlanta, they would have WGN that was based out of
Chicago.
Nah, WGN. But somebody else would have that other channel that would be based out of like Alabama or Louisiana or some shit.
What it is
that a weather channel would be different.
You have two stations that are going to be broadcast wherever you are, no matter what. They're called super stations.
Yep. That's
TBS is one.
Yeah.
And the only other one is WGN.
Which is the original.
So anywhere in the whole
sister channel.
So Turner owns that one, and WGN is different.
Mm.
But anywhere UPN in the world,
was on WGN and all that shit.
Anywhere in the world, when they had American television, it was TBS and WGN.
Right, you just tune in to these frequencies. That channel was gonna be.
And that's why Cubs have a lot of fans, because the Cubs were on the superstation, and the Braves were on the superstation.
Right.
Yeah, so the true. Cubs and the Braves have international TBS fans like the Yankees do.
TBS and then.
WGN. And I just remember like, damn, I can't wait till Atlanta gets the fucking Cartoon Network. It's gonna be so awesome.
Right.
And when they finally got it was.
I mean, take that.
But like Adult Swim and all this stuff like that, all those stuff that y'all had, we did not have that shit. We had Nick at Night.
That was the only thing you had.
Yes, and then on Saturdays at 3 o'clock in the morning, CNET had a television show.
Yeah.
Where they previewed products on USA Network.
Yeah, because if you were staying up watching G4 then, or Sci-Fi Channel, you would catch the anime.
In Atlanta, there was two shows that dominated 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and 3 o'clock. That hour, it was Arnell Star. He was on UPN. Arnell Star. He was the black guy that did the weekly countdown of the videos, so the hip hop videos. And then And then it was Big Oomp TV.
See, I don't remember Big Oomp TV, but I remember Oomp Camp Records, so I know who Big Oomp is.
Yeah.
But I did not know he had like an internet countdown or video countdown type show.
Yeah. Big Oomp TV wasn't so much as it wasn't a countdown. They just did a whole bunch of Big Oomp shit. They did interviews with like Pastor Troy and like everybody who fucked with Big Oomp at that time, which was Atlanta.
We had my damn cousin.
Like how Wiz had
that was what we were watching. Yeah. That was what we had. I won't say necessarily watching it, but that was what we had.
You know,
Super Days, that shit. Yes.
But it just sucks. Like, damn. I remember going to my cousin's house in Albany, like, how the fuck do y'all have Cartoon Network? And they keep telling me this shit's made in Atlanta. And I can't see the
damn bit of it, right?
That must suck growing up. I ain't think about that.
I used to love coming down south to see my cousins.
Because I remember when I used to go to Macon. Bro, I remember when I used to have to go to my aunt's house in Macon.
and she didn't have Cartoon Network. I used to hate going over there on Sundays because it was just like Nickelodeon don't show shit. You know what I'm saying? But
so I miss everything Cartoon
Network. Like, bro, after Pete
Cartoon
and Pete,
cartoons and shit.
After Pete and Pete go off and ain't nothing else. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Blum. Man, that's it. That's how I feel. Blum.
Is it? That's how I feel. I got a couple of things I can talk about. Yeah.
You can't hear that. Can't.
What's that?
No, I ain't my headphone. Mm-mm. Okay.
Overhead jamming.
Right.
Get a shot, get a shot.
I hope not. Yeah, no.
Hey, that, hey, don't sleep, bro. That is in the playlist somewhere. But that ain't not.
Nah, I was thinking you just like, all I really want is.
Nah. Like, I'm going to actually tell you what playing right now.
Exactly what you going to see is you who turn. See your fantasy perform before you. Man, listen to the damn. Lord, this shit. Girl, it's trickery. Spirits dancing in the night. But if you want to see the truth of mirror,
man, that nigga trying to sound like the weekend, bro.
Hey, listen. So the weekend is a whole different ballgame, dog.
Shout out to the weekend.
Isn't that scary, baby? I don't know who it was. He did. Damn, I'm scared for you. He was talking about when he was in the studio with Daft Punk and he was working on his album. And they were doing Starboy in the background while he was working on, excuse me, what was the other song? I can't remember, but it was in the background. Mm-hmm. And whenever they got done, like, trying to layer the vocals for the other song, he kept hearing the raw version of that in his headphones when they got done. He went in the booth with him. He's like, yo, what is that shit y'all doing? I keep hearing some shit in my headphones. Like, what is that? And he played it for him and they were like, it was the raw cut of Starboy. He's like, oh no, I'm finna write that right now. Yeah. So Starboy was written in less than an hour, basically.
Yeah.
And like right when he heard it, he was like, oh no, I'm finna go ahead and do that right now. Y'all can keep fucking around if you want to. Right. But I got Star something Boy. For that.
That's what I want to do.
Right, but I got something for that.
No, I want that shit, bro.
Right, I need that.
No, right now. No.
Unlike Kanye, this Joker said. Them Jokers was in the studio down the hall from each other. And he was like, yo, I heard these Jokers doing some shit. And I was like, yo, I want to go down there and see what they doing. Like, I don't care what y'all got. Give me the end. Whatever you got, I want to do that.
Yeah.
And they said, okay. Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
You're even better raw.
Cap it off, baby.
Right. Do it right there.
Mrs. Pass fish sticks.
That's all we need to come back after that, man.
Credit.
Yeah, man.
They need to bring the credit back, man.
Yes, I'm telling you.
Fast and the Furious is going to space, bro. Fast 9 was supposed to come out this year and they forgot. So it's coming out May 2021.
Never seen it, I don't care. It was terrible. I just want your creamy thing. That's a pretty you. Can't fucking escape it.
They're really saying like the next movie is really gonna be Fast and Furious in space. They don't know how they're gonna pull it off yet, but they gonna pull off some space shit and I'm like,
they can't figure out how to end it. That's all it is.
Bro, these niggas' cars gonna turn to mobile suits, nigga. Like,
yeah, that's basically what it's about to be. I mean, turning the fucking, what do they call them on?
Exo suits.
No, on Pacific Rim, Jaegers. They gonna turn into fucking Jaegers and shit. Come on, man.
Food.
Finna be on some Power Ranger shit, bro.
Yeah, dog.
Not that that's not necessarily saying that's a bad thing, because I love Power Rangers, but you know.
But We don't need y'all crossing over.
I don't know what they're finna do. Ludacris said he happy this shit about to be damn over with, bro. He was just like, bro, this
as
shit.
Far as he's concerned, like, yeah, it's over for you and Tyrese and all y'all motherfuckers. Tyrese moving on to Marvel shit. All
right.
This motherfucker finna be in Mobius next year. Morbius, excuse me. I said Mobius. Mobius.
Morbius.
We finally got a definitive answer.
About what?
From a Deadpool creator. I meant the, you know, Deadpool.
And oh, yeah, man.
Yeah. Getting that with the writers of Bob's Burgers, so they say. That,
yes, sir.
I'm interested in that. That's going to be funny as fuck. Man.
What? I love Bob's Burgers.
Right. That shit going to be funny as hell.
It's going to be rated R.
You damn right.
Better
what
be.
Else you going to do?
So it's been rated R this whole time. Better not switch it up. That'll be fucked up.
PG-13 is not where it's at.
I remember they made that experimental PG-13 version of Part 2.
Yeah.
Remember they did
the,
that shit?
When it was the little Christmas story shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Come on, man.
That shit was whack. Like, don't do that shit no more.
No.
That shit was
cool
whack. Don't do that no
like
more.
It's like a little special, like, that's a little director's cut type deal.
Yeah, but don't do that shit.
Don't do that shit no more.
You're going to lose money, bro.
Right. We don't
especially
need
in the times we in right now, you got to damn...
This Deadpool we talking about.
You better feng shui that shit into damn Deadpool kills the Marvel Universe some kind of way.
Somehow.
Put that nigga in the damn canon, goddamn Marvel Cinema
had Universe. Had motherfucker just pop up in the Eternals just because.
Right.
Just because he's fucking Deadpool, dog.
That nigga make a damn cameo at the end like, oh, what do we have here? What's going on?
Right, what's going on, guys? Hey, all right. You guys are tall. I want to be like that. Like, come on, man.
Bro, how the fuck Nelly finna play Chuck Berry, nigga? Like,
I
let's
don't
talk
understand
about
this motherfucker.
Like, let's
don't
talk
play
about
no
it, bro.
Guitars.
Like,
yes, he do.
Don't
Nelly
no,
cast
bro,
it as
Chuck Berry.
Nah, he can't be Chuck Berry, but I'm just saying.
That's who he's supposed to be.
I'm like, y'all had to cast Nelly for a reason. Is this official?
Yeah,
like,
Legend
this nigga
of the
Campfire
is
Berry.
And I mean, it better just be like in speaking role only. This motherfucker better not pick up no guitar nowhere.
Bro, that motherfucker might surprise you, bro.
He can play the guitar,
it's
bro.
It's possible. It's possible.
He can play the guitar. He just
I'm just like,
he might. He
for
might.
The Chuck Berry biopic. Y'all didn't get out of all the actors.
Bro.
Out of all the actors that
speaking
exist.
Speaking French and all this kind
y'all
of
went,
shit.
They ain't get nobody else, bro. They couldn't get
that's
nobody
else. That's what I'm saying. Like, y'all went
right.
with a rapper. Y'all
right.
went with a rapper that you don't need
right.
to consider no actor to
right.
play Chuck Berry.
Just because he was in what? Any Given Sunday? What was that shit?
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Long as Yard.
Long as Yard. Yeah, yeah. I knew it wasn't a football movie.
I mean, come on, dog. And then, I mean, think about it. In the last two fucking trailers for Monster Hunter, T.I. ain't been nowhere in him, and he in the movie.
T.I.'s in Monster Hunter.
Yes.
Tilt.
Yes.
Clifford Harris.
Yes. Is in Monster Hunter.
Oh, can't shit. Get aside.
Yes, is in Monster Hunter.
What?
He was in the first trailer.
I did not know
but
that.
They ain't shown him in the last two. That's all I'm saying.
Shout
like,
out Tilt. Damn.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. And he playing some goddamn military operative type shit.
I can see his militant ass nigga.
I mean, hey, he was an Ant-Man.
It was an Ant-Man. Like, they was just like, I was in a Marvel movie, bro. That's
right,
a flex.
I'm getting Marvel
see, I was
money,
just like,
dog.
Bro,
like,
it's just like, I'm in a Marvel movie, bro. Like, that's a hell of a, that's a brag. I don't give a fuck
yes,
who you
bro.
Are. That's a brag.
And his
yes.
character is going to be long-lasting, like, throughout
no,
the
they
universe.
Can legit do something.
Yes.
They can legit, like, bite completely. If they completely bit The Office starring the cast of Ant-Man, even without Paul Rudd, it was just T.I., you know what I'm saying?
The Russian dude.
The Russian dude, the Mexican
to,
dude.
He's in... Suicide Squad though, but that's James Gunn.
But I'm
so
just saying, I'm just saying, if they turn that shit into like just a sitcom, 10
yeah.
episodes, like bro, that shit'd be fun.
What is that shit called? X-Cons.
Yeah,
yeah.
They could just turn the X-Con shit into a legit like reality show, like TV, and like, come on, they got
shit just like that shit that Buddy from The Office had with Samuel L. Jackson. I think Paul Rudd was in that one.
What's that?
It was a show that he had that was based on these extras that would be on different TV shows and different movies. But it was a reality show based on these guys who played extras on different movies and shows. So it was based around these like two or three guys and this chick who would pop in every now and then. but it would have like real deal, like A-list celebrities, because they were working on this movie at the same time with them. Because the reality show was about these B-list actors being extras on these like real deal movies. So I could kind of see how that would work. And this ties back in like what you were saying with Kevin Feige picking up with the Marvel shit, but I just don't like how they decided to drop every project. Just drop them. Like, you cut it. No matter what they were doing, you just cut that shit.
Shit.
Cut your nuts off.
Like, that shit kind of sucks, man. Like,
they gave everything a timetable. When them Netflix shows started disappearing, I already knew what was up, though. That's when I was just like, it ain't safe for none of you niggas. Like, Luke Cage gone. Daredevil gone. It ain't safe for none of y'all.
And then now they want to bring back... Look, man. Daredevil should have been in Spider-Man a long time ago.
Yeah.
Long time ago.
Yeah.
They got so much to work with that. They just got to play their cards, right?
Yeah. And you know that's what they want to do.
They just got not did too much at one time, but New York is a big-ass place. I was just like, nigga, like, canonically, y'all have, like, 30 heroes in proximity of each other at all fucking time.
Yeah.
Not including the all Avengers. All
within the Manhattan area.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, y'all got too much shit going on in New York, bro.
I mean... The fucking Sanctum Sanctorum is right down the street from fucking Avengers Tower in Manhattan, bro.
Right.
Chill on the other side of the park. Like, nigga, you can see that shit from the goddamn balcony. If you
play either Spider-Man game, you know that shit. Because, like, as you swinging through Manhattan, you swing past Avengers Tower and next thing you know, there's the Sanctum right there, dog. They right there. It's all connected.
That's dope.
Hell's Kitchen, you have a couple missions down there. You got to run through Hell's Kitchen. Even on Miles Morales, dog, you run up in some old spots that Tombstone used to run with his biker gang.
Yeah.
And they graffiti still up on the wall and shit.
That's
Chadwick Boseman. He's got a street named after him.
I saw that today.
Shit's pretty dope, man. They really... And like what they're saying is they think that they're going to do Spider-Gwen like that.
Mm.
And they're going to start doing... To tell the Spider-Verse stories in video game format, they're going to do it like that.
Okay. Mm.
And I can see it working that way.
Yeah.
Because Miles Morales is a very different experience from
Spider-Man. Bro, that shit shot Miles Morales comic up so high, bro. Like,
yeah. I can imagine.
Motherfuckers dropping 210 for a single comic, bro.
I can imagine that. I can imagine. This is worth playing. It is well worth playing. The PlayStation did what they supposed to do, dog. They Sony bought fucking Insomniac. It's like, nah, dog, you making what we want you to make from now on. And they got Sony Studios. It's official. Sony Studios. They officially got a thing.
Mm.
Fuck.
So is.
They make Iron Man. I mean, not Iron Man. They make God of War. They make Ratchet and Clank. Make Spider-Man. And I want to say Tomb Raider, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But they showed them all. No.
Wait.
Horizon Zero Dawn. That's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Horizon Zero Dawn.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's I tried to sell some of them. But even still, that's that fucking, what do they got? The Decima engine. They created their own gaming engine and they gave it to Hideo Kojima to make Death Stranding. And along the lines of that, supposedly there's a rumor, but I mean, there's video proof of it. There's a new Metal Gear Solid remake, like the original Metal Gear. They're remaking it for next gen consoles. I don't know if Konami is supposed to be responsible or what, but on the 25th anniversary. Oh, speaking of which, we got to give a shout out to Super Mario, man.
Shout out.
35 years, dog.
Yep.
35 years of Super Mario, man. Mm.
Do, 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 do,
that's a
do.
Lot of Super Mario. 35 years. That's longer than some of our listeners probably been alive. You grew up
35 years?
Yeah, 35.
God damn.
Yeah.
I thought it would be like
Super Mario Brothers 1985.
I just remember getting that shit in 87.
Yeah. But I mean that's the whole thing about it. Like the Nintendo was out, but right. when you first got introduced to it, you know.
We always been 2 years behind Japan anyway.
Yeah. Just production wise.
Like they'll give us shit 2 years after they make it.
Right. Just like with the whole Super Mario Brothers 2, which ended up being lost levels for us.
Mm-hmm.
They thought that shit was way too difficult for us to play. That motherfucker speed running that shit like it ain't nothing.
Oh man, this ain't shit.
But,
yeah, dog, flying through the whole stadium. You know.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Come on. That's the 35 years of Super Mario.
Congratulations.
Congratulations,
bro. Congratulations,
cuz. Right.
It's me, Mario. Mario told you never fucking come around here again.
Right, because it's all about Luigi, dog. It's all about Luigi, man. It's 20 now, you call me 20. You don't call me Luigi.
The fact that they made that shit some real shit.
Right.
That shit is funny, bro.
I mean, Yoshi's in prison for tax evasion.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck happened with that shit, but...
How can a pet have tax?
He's not a pet. That's the whole thing. But Yoshi went to prison
for tax evasion. That's how you should have played it, though, bro. Like, you should have just been like, meow.
Meow, meow.
Yeah, yeah, meow. What the fuck you talking about, bro? Like,
right.
I lay it, nigga.
IRS show up. Yoshi, it seems like you've been...
Meow. 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 Eat that nigga too.
Right.
Eat that nigga too.
Put a bit of egg.
Yep.
My Yoshi that eating the evidence, eating everybody up.
That's right. What happened.
Turn everybody into a Yoshi nigga.
That shit caught up with him.
Bro, that game, I ain't gonna lie, on 64, that Yoshi's Island was like one of the most. That game was like not no bitch. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. That Yoshi's Island was like annoyingly difficult.
Yeah, it was hard now.
Oh, yeah.
That shit would piss you off. Like, you'll hate Yoshi.
Started not even Yoshi, it was fucking baby Mario. Well, fuck that bitch, dog.
Yeah, he was
crying all over the place.
Pain in the ass, too.
Him and fucking... What's the little dude who hangs out with Bowser who shoots the shit that comes out like the PlayStation buttons? He turns the blocks into different shit.
Mm-hmm.
Not Lakitu. Lakitu's the dude who hangs in the cloud and throws out the little spiky boys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That motherfucker who's...
That dude. I hate that motherfucker, too. I can't never remember his name. Either.
It's his fault, really. Because when you get to the castle, this motherfucker shows up and then puts his little magic on whatever it is and makes the shit into something giant or pisses it off to the point where he wants to fucking fight Yoshi... To kill baby Mario. What the fuck is his name? I can't think of it. The little wizard.
Wizard dude. Yeah, I can't remember his name. Man. Yeah, I'm about to say the one with the cloak and shit.
Yeah.
And the glasses.
Yeah, exactly. Him. Think of his name.
He was like that little Cooper Merlin and shit.
Yeah. Always pulling out little shit.
I hated that motherfucker, bro. I hated that motherfucker with a passion.
That nigga turned the blocks into some little Koopalings and some shit.
Get the fuck out of here, bro. Like, goddamn.
Right, you try to kill him and that joker shoot the shit right when you get ready to jump on him. He just... right when you get ready to jump on him.
Remember that shit like it was yesterday, man. That's crazy that you can, like... relive past moments like they were yesterday, you know what I'm saying? Like, and they can be decades ago, you know what I'm saying? Like, that type of shit. Time is relative.
Yeah, it really is.
You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people just need to realize that we need to start living in the flashbacks of our future selves.
Think about that.
That's how we should live. To really achieve the goals and shit that we set out for ourselves, you should always see yourself as the flashback of your future self getting there.
Something to think about.
Why not? It's still you.
It's still you. The news.
Ah, yes.
It ain't really nothing we haven't discussed. They're pretty much leaving it up to the director to determine what to do with Chadwick Boseman's legacy in regards to how they address his demise in the film. Mm-hmm. So they're not giving much info on it other than summer 2021 is going to start filming for 6 months. So that was like before the end of next year, they're looking to shoot the movie and wrap up the movie. But I guess pretty much they've had to push up some timetables because it kind of changes some things. But I guess I don't think they have it. I don't know what they do on the in-house of like the overall story of the impact. Mm-hmm. I'm questioning with Chadwick not being involved anymore because of his death, how important Black Panther would actually be to the whole scale of the Avengers going forward. Like, outside of them doing something like an all-female Avengers movie, which is I feel is coming at some point, but I feel like you're going to get at least 7 Avengers movies before you get that movie.
Smoke bomb for me.
I don't even think they're going to do that.
But they say the Thor Love and Thunder is supposed to be like Avengers 5. Mm. They're making it a bit scale, like familiar face type of movie. Mm. Yeah.
The gaming market, the gaming community has changed. Everybody's staying in the house. When you've got this subculture of people whose whole thing is they stay home all the time except to go play video games. So now they have no choice but to stay home all the time. And they can stay home and play video games.
Get your Twitch popping, boy.
The arcades ain't going.
Yeah.
You see what the fuck going on with the fucking WWE? These wrestlers that's got Twitches, they getting dropped from the WWE.
Yeah, they getting dropped.
Or their contract has to be modified.
They telling them like, nah, you can't appear outside of wrestling, the WWE. Yeah. And so you can't have your own Twitch. And I'm less like, what? Because they were just like, if you have one, you got to be in your character. If you in character, we own the character. So you getting, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Imagine that shit being your idea. But they making you be in character so they can take some off the top.
Ronda Rousey.
It's just like, bro, that shit ain't cool.
Mm-mm.
Like, I feel like if you're wrestling, you able to. It's like at this point, bro, it's like, I don't know, bro. That's a cold deal. Yeah. To have someone telling them like,
you own this likeness.
I feel like, bro, to me, the standard sign, like, it would make more sense to be like, okay, if you quote unquote Sasha Banks on wrestling, when you do your Twitch, you are not Sasha Banks.
Right.
Whoever the fuck you choose to be, you can be that bitch.
But it's not associated with the WWE.
I can see if that was the line, but when folks is like, nah, bro, you getting dropped, you can't do both. I'm like, why? Right. They got to supplement their income. Like, they ain't got shit to do with you, Vince.
Right, at all.
Like, Vince, they ain't got nothing to do with you, bro. Like, come on, man. Like, that's just bad business.
Yeah.
And I'm like, they ain't got nothing to do with y'all.
But that goes into how they keep saying, like, when you sign a contract with Vincent Mann, this man's got you. Like, he's got you tied in. He owns your likeness and everything associated with it. Your IP and all. Your IP is you, and he owns it.
They gonna sell these shirts for years to come.
Mm-hmm. That's fucked up, man.
Like, that'd be your
with
biggest deal.
With or without
deal. You. Your biggest deal would be your merch deal. Like, I think that's what
Eddie Guerrero, Chris Benoit, dog. That's bro, all I
feel like that's where all the money come in. I feel like the real money comes in. If you come up with some independent merch and your merch move and you was just like, I'm gonna sell this merch, I feel like you got more leverage because they know you can sell merch. They was like, all right, hold on, chill. Marketing ain't gotta do shit. The merch is already hot. They just like, okay, you can get a bit of, you can keep a bigger piece of your pie then. But if you like an up and coming superstar, man, what? Nigga, this is shit, bro. It's our merch.
Look at fucking Xavier Woods, man. This dude has been very, I guess you would say, present in the nerd subculture, I guess you say. He goes to cons all the time. Mm-hmm. He shows up like at E3 and stuff. He's on Twitch or on whatever it is to be at the con, to like be on screen so people see him, repping WWE and the nerd community. It's very obvious, and he fucked Paige at one point, and they put all the shine on Paige, like all the heat was going to her. They didn't talk about him at all. Xavier Woods is one of the guys from the New Day with the mm-hmm. booty-os and all that shit, mm-hmm. the young black guys that cosplay and wrestling, that wear the Super Saiyan armor and all that. So they play into all that. So
that's some revolutionary shit. We can't
exactly. Like, he got like, all that positive from it,
shit, bro. That's some right. revolutionary shit.
Nigga, he really got like, all that positive feedback from that shit, and all the controversy that came behind that. I guess you would call it the second fappening when all these private the pictures fappening. Yeah, when all the celebrity nude pictures and shit came out, like Paige was involved in it. And he fucked her. Like, it was a threesome with her and her boyfriend at the time. That's also a wrestler. That
shit got out.
Video and all that shit. Yeah, shit. But all the shine went on her, not him. Like, because, it looks a different way. But he's also got a Twitch in that shit. In that gaming community.
I heard,
all that.
Speaking of the gaming, like, I heard, like, WWE was about to get back into, like, the video game. Like, we finna relaunch some of the classic video games. I heard rumbles of that.
I don't know, man. If Vince McMahon can get the rights to these games, it'd be possible, but...
Just secure new games, It's like, bro, just make me a game.
Because the wrestling games up to this point have been getting worse and worse.
Yeah, it's just like, bro, give me a 5 wrestling game. How much you need?
They can't. They got all the money in the world to make a good wrestling game, but they don't put money into that. Every wrestling game that's come out in the last 10, 15 years has been a shit show. Every last one of them. Mm. You got all these... fucking football games is you can count every blade of grass on the fucking field, but you can't make a decent wrestling game to save your life.
Nah, because they probably like, I don't know, man. You got to mocap that shit.
They do. They put the money into all that shit. But when it comes to executing the game, you can type in any fucking WWE, whatever the fuck, 20 anything in recent years. That shit is terrible.
Yeah.
All of them. They got good graphics. The characters look like whoever. They brought back old characters and shit. What they decided to do was they switched from caring about us to going back to try to bring the kids back in again. And now they've made this like backyard wrestling type game mm-hmm. where all the wrestlers are SD form. So they all look chibied out and right. shit like that. And they got super exaggerated moves. Like they do an elbow drop off the top rope, but they jump like, miles high up in the air, flaming elbow drops and all that kind of shit. So they found a way to try to bring the kids back in. They ventured far away from worrying about us anymore.
Man, you're killing nigga with no wrestling moves in real life, bro. We talking.
Yeah.
You DDT a nigga, boy. You might give him a concussion.
Ain't no might, dog. You talking about dropping this DDT, dude.
Grabbing him in the headlock and falling backwards.
Yeah, bitch. Like dropping him on the top of his head.
Straight DDT, bro. Real hard concrete. The nigga's out, bro. Like wrestling moves, bro. You do the pedigree on the nigga.
It's over with, dog.
I was like, hey, it's true, but you do the pedigree on the nigga in a real fight, boy. That's a wrap.
Yes. Your knees are pressed against his ears, driving him into the ground with his arms folded behind his back.
You rock bottom a dude on some tile floor. You better hope you don't fuck up your knees, but if he hit his head, boy, you'll crack a nigga's skull.
Oh, yeah.
On the right fucking floor.
Oh, yeah. Because you pushing him down into the ground, up.
Yeah. Stone Cold Stunner, you really will. Nigga will
drop choke on a nigga's neck.
Nigga will choke on his Adam's apple.
Yes.
Like, you could just bust a nigga whole esophagus. Nigga can't even breathe.
Trying to stun
Whiplash, somebody. Hitting with the stunner. Diamond cutter. You might fuck up your fucking back, but if you do that shit right, his whole face going straight in the fucking concrete.
Oh yeah, hands down.
Flat. Bust nose off rope.
Right, and if not, at least his forehead hitting the ground, and that's gonna knock him out. Just
like that wrestling shit ain't nothing to fuck with, boy. I was just like, but he grown. That's why you gotta give it up for them even turning like these deadly moves into like niggas surviving this shit. Cause it was just like in the real,
yeah,
like real life, like. Bruh,
if
I don't
you
know
were to do these things.
That Hell in a Cell shit, I never get over stuff like Hell in a Cell. Cause I was like, bruh, I've seen The Undertaker choke Mankind from a 20-foot cell onto the fucking canvas.
Right, like wrestling is fake, but and these jokers like, are doing real
no,
things.
No, nigga, he fell from a 20 feet in the air on
you
the canvas.
Fake that
wasn't nothing fake about that.
I'm they just took like, them hits for real.
Like, yeah, bro, I seen them. I seen McFoley like just really put everything in the shit, bro. So right. I was just like, bro, y'all can't disrespect, bro. But as long as Mick Foley ever existed, y'all can't do it, bro.
No. The watching Dark Side of the Ring and then finding out these stories, bro, it's like, I have nothing but respect for these guys.
Nothing but respect, bro.
Even the guys I hated in wrestling, I still respect them for the fact that they had to go through this shit.
Shout out, Dark Side of the Ring.
I'm telling you.
Dark.
Matter of fact, I gotta go watch some. I think they got some newer episodes. I gotta go watch.
Yeah, I'm gonna catch back up. Like you, I'm a fan of Hellstrom. This week, I still, you know, did the same, catching up on one or two episodes. You know, the anime of the season ain't been nothing definingly special to talk about. It's just that I keep watching the shit.
Everybody losing their mind off a buddy from Jujutsu Kaisen taking his bandana off and
bruh,
shit.
Bro, like, that shit getting
shit
hard.
Was fine, but God
I ain't
damn.
See that yet. But like, I'm on that ass because like that shit has been the talk of the season.
Yeah.
Like, so I'm sticking with that one. Like for real, watching it like been the talk of the damn season.
Oh yeah.
Other than that, I've been trying to figure out how to like read some of the manga and stuff. That I really wanted to check out and see.
Yeah, man. I won't say everybody, but
I found the dub. They finally got around to doing a official Viz Media dub of the 5th season of Sailor Moon, and it's on the internet. It's
okay.
Out. You can stream it now. I found it to stream because I clicked on it because I was like, I ain't never seen it before. Immediately got to the preface of like, holy shit, have I seen season 4? And then I went and looked the shit up and was like, oh. Season 4 came out during that unique time where Cartoon Network put Toonami on Saturday. So it came on week to week. It didn't come on. The 4th season didn't premiere on Cartoon Network except on that Saturday. They did it week to week and they eventually showed it. And I was like, yeah, I've seen bits and pieces, but I didn't watch it every week because by then it's like, well, Dragon Ball and Yu Yu Hakusho, the hot shit. Now, motherfucker, like,
right.
You know, like that kind of fell
to Yu Yu Hakusho it. 5 in the damn morning.
And that was back when they showed it Yu Yu Hakusho at 7 before they had to shift it there. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was during that time. So they snuck all this shit on. And you kind of forget about it because that was the most inconvenient Saturday because we was legitly on dates or at the club during this time. Like,
yeah.
It just didn't work until it was like, all right, well, let's do Adult Swim. You called Adult Swim, but you did not catch Toonami. That shit started like 6 o'clock at Saturday and it ended at 9 o'clock.
Yep,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Ended like 9 or 10 o'clock at night. You're just getting that little block. You ain't watching that shit. We had way other shit going on Saturday.
You right. Get home and see Adult Swim. When you drunkenly make it back to the house, like, okay, what y'all got for me?
Yeah,
you right. You are right about that.
So you got anything for the Video Game Awards?
No. I mean...
You know. Anything you rooting for?
I mean, we all pretty much know if I'm rooting for anything. What I'm going to be rooting for.
It's a Sheamus.
Yeah, man. You know what that is.
Yeah, they're supposed to be putting a bundle out, man, next week. I don't know if that's going to be one. A rumor is a lot of the... Unfortunately, the rumor is a lot of the Black Friday PS5 sales are actually going to be bundles. It's like actually almost half of it are going to be bundles, not just
and
consoles.
I mean, the thing about it is, it don't matter what version of the PS5 you get. Everybody's doing their own DIY customized PS5. So you can look online if you want your PS5 to look like something. You can figure out how to do it. So
Rick and Morty got the damn PS5 ad.
But right, you know what I mean? Like they really going all the way in with this thing. I'm not mad at them.
No.
Sony know what they got and they know what they're doing. It's just fucked up that you can't damn get one. That's why people are mad, dude. Like, it's not y'all's fault. Y'all told us from the jump, like, yeah, man, it's gonna be hard to get one. You said that. But
they're like, well, we said that shit, we meant that shit.
Yeah, I mean, we don't have full transparency from the fucking distributors, and then you got scalpers out here, and nobody's reprimanding these motherfuckers, and it's like, you got people petitioning to be like, look, if these people out here scalping, and you catch them doing it, report them, and they should do something about it, but nobody's doing anything about it, because technically, free market on the internet, they can do what the fuck they want.
Whatever they want.
It's a loophole, and that shit sucks. And there's people paying the price for it, which makes it even worse. There's people out here paying $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 for a PlayStation, man. It makes no sense. It makes no sense. I'm not doing that.
Oh, yeah, no. People gonna do they come up. People gonna get off on they come up, and it is what it is on that. It's like,
it is. It's true.
But yeah, like, you, at this point, if you really gonna, if you want it that bad, by all means, bro.
If you got the money to do it,
yeah, it's like, bro,
I can't focus.
Like, bro, once you start talking them prices, it ain't a matter of, you know what I'm saying, bro. Like, that shit out of your league. Like, bro, if you really finna drop bands on it, like, bro, if it mean that much to you, you got it, you got it.
But I'm not taking that trip.
Hell no, bro. It's like, you look at that shit and you just be like, man. You look at the person that want to sell it that price, like, bro, one, you tripping. You just being funny, bro.
Right.
Like, you can really hit a lick off of it, but come on, man. Like,
18. You really going to sell it for that?
18K, my G? Bro, come on.
Nah, you know 18K? Good and damn well. Oh, bro, I got to get mine back, dog. I bought like five of these bitches. I'm like, look, that's your problem. That is your problem, my guy.
What point I'm going to get you?
Right, because you out here flexing a little too hard. Lupin is not, he's nonplussed about that.
Yeah, man, you shared a story earlier this week about the Uzumaki.
Yeah.
That summer 2021.
Yeah, man. I'm mad, you know, that at first it was supposed to come out, you know, the winter of this winter, year.
Yeah, 2021. Supposed to come out in January.
Yeah, and then
pushed it back.
Again, like twice, but
once they do it right.
Yeah. I mean I just want to see some Uzumaki shit.
I was explaining that shit to someone earlier this week, like, nah, man, it's Uzumaki shit, bro. It's like, oh, you read those? Like, yeah, like, real deal.
You just don't understand, dog. You want some horror shit, you want some scary shit, like, it's the Stephen King of manga on a whole nother level. Like, the detail involved, like, the character. It's not just the fact that it's scary or grotesque. It's creepy on a personal level. There's some sense of a personal conflict that you can relate to that makes you connect with the story that much more, which makes it even creepier. And that's just the thing about Junji Ito, man. He just finds a way to see regular life as something creepy. This motherfucker could make a creepy ass story about a Heineken bottle. Like, the idea of somebody being an alcoholic and slowly this cursed bottle goes around hypnotizing people into drinking alcohol from it until it sucks your soul out. Like, just the idea of something so nondescript as that, like, he'll find a way to make it creepy as fuck, and the visuals of it would look so disturbing.
Yeah, man, that's detail. The detail work that just go into, like, pulling that off, like, that feat, it's immaculate.
The idea of a spiral, like, I can't look at them shits the same. Even ever since I saw Uzumaki and read it, like, the idea of a spiral, I just cannot think of it the same way. Fish. It's just the fish themselves in Geo. Like, you put this little fucking machine on it. Like, bruh, the first time I opened that fucking manga and saw that giant ass shark running up in they condo, I'm like, what is this shit? All right,
that shit. Yeah, you let me hold that one. Like,
I'm gonna read it.
Goddamn, all the animals on the sea had legs. But even when they did the anime adaptation, that one they did successfully.
Yeah, I agree.
Even the live action one, even the live action Uzumaki's eye.
Oh yeah.
Which one was the one about the slug?
That one, it was Slug Girl.
Slug, okay.
It was called Slug Girl.
What a dude kept turning, everybody kept turning the slugs and dying.
No, that the story, that was a shoot, an offshoot of the story of Slug Girl.
Oh.
Yeah, Uzumaki.
I read that a la carte.
There was a guy that, in the story of Uzumaki, there was a guy that was obsessed with snails because of the swirl in the shell.
Yep.
Yeah, so that kind of played into that also.
Because Uzumaki is the one I own. That's the only one I own. I read the other ones.
Oh, yeah. You just find out about them. What was the other one? Shiver. That was a good one. I can't think of the one that had the human holes in that mountain and people were drawn to them.
Oh, yeah.
Then the one with the people with the giant hot air balloon heads. And the one with the humans inside of the chair. That one was good. That shit was fucked up. Corpses in a chair. Like, that. It was disgusting.
Yeah.
Nasty. Like, you don't even look at furniture the same way. Like, it's a human in there. Junji Ito, man, like, if you want to read something that'll fuck you up, that's the way to go.
That's the way to do it.
That's the way to go.
I can concur.
Yeah.
Oh, but Smoke Bomb, brother?
Yeah, I think that'd be it.
All right.